This time, low-path bird flu detected. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. State officials have now confirmed the presence of a low-pathogenic avian influenza virus in a broiler breeder flock in Giles County. State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher.
The Cord Lab, through a series of testing, confirmed through PCR testing, an H7 type of avian influenza.
Dr. Hatcher says this low-path version of the bird flu is not likely to have any association with the high-path strain that was found last week in Lincoln County. Again, this new case so far has been isolated to one house in Giles County, and those birds have been depopulated, and surveillance and the control zone has now been initiated.
It's similar in a lot of respects to the highly pathogenic response. There's a surveillance zone. It's the same size zone. It'll be about 6.2 miles. Surveillance has already been begun, and first round of testing on the only other commercial premises in that zone is negative. The same as before, there's no risk to the food supply, and there's also little or no risk to humans, according to CDC.
The Lincoln County premises affected by the high path virus remains under quarantine. To date, all additional poultry samples from that area surrounding that site have tested negative. No other flocks within the area have shown any signs of illness, and testing and monitoring continues. Dr. Hatcher describes the differences in the two strains of the virus.
The difference is it's a little bit different on the characterization and the sequencing. And so even though it's similar in some respects, it's different that it doesn't carry the characteristics of a high mortality rate. The mortality rate or death rate is a lot lower.
And again, owners of commercial and backyard poultry flocks are encouraged to closely observe their birds. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.